Modern slavery. Can we slave-proof humanity? When you hear the word slavery, do you think of atrocities from long ago? Films and books on slavery often focus on the transatlantic slave trade, which took place before the 20th century. Did you know that there are more slaves now than ever before in history? Even though slavery is illegal in every country in the world, roughly 30 million humans are enslaved today. A slave is a person who works for little or no money under the threat of physical or mental abuse. Slavery doesn't always involve hard labor. Women who are forced into marriage or the sex trade are slaves. Men forced to perform criminal behavior, such as transporting illegal drugs, are also slaves. Sadly, many slaves are children. Some are kidnapped and forced to become soldiers or servants. Others are orphans who accept jobs or the promise of food and shelter. Prisoners who work for pennies a day may also be classified as slaves. Slaves are either forced or tricked into a life of bondage. Many people find themselves living as slaves after accepting a job. They are tricked into taking a loan to cover transportation costs and soon realize they will never be able to pay off their debts. Family members, including children, may end up as slaves as they try to help their loved ones pay off these loans. This type of slavery is known as bonded slavery. Though it is easy to get tricked into slavery, it is difficult to break free from it. Slaveholders use violence and threats when their laborers try to defend their rights or escape. Migrant workers fear deportation or prison if they try to leave. People who are transported across borders are typically forced to hand over their ID and travel documents to their traffickers. Even without physical shackles, a language barrier may cause a migrant worker to feel trapped in a life of slavery. Is it possible to slave-proof humanity? Teaching vulnerable people how to detect fraud can help reduce modern slavery. Watching out for slavery in our own backyard can also help. Where starvation and poverty exist, however, people will always be willing to take a risk for a small chance at a better life.